SBS हिंदी।
थैंक यू सो मच फॉर योर टाइम प्राइम मिनिस्टर।
My pleasure to be here. Namaste.
Namaste. Indians love to hear this namaste from you all the time.
Well, I enjoy my time immensely when I'm within the Indian community, whether in Sydney or Melbourne or anywhere else.
Okay. And you love masala as well.
I do. I'm a big fan of the masala. And yeah, I'm happy to always to be making my own too.
Okay. So coming to the point, sir, 30,000 permanent visas have been slashed. And after the announcement today, we have received questions from our community. Why this announcement now, particularly given we will not be reaching the cap now?
What we've done is we've reduced the cap from 190,000 down to 160,000, which is about where the program is currently performing in terms of applications approved. The population congestion that we've had in our major city means we need to pause our program at its current levels for a number of years to enable the infrastructure and other services that are necessary to support our cities to be able to keep pace with population growth. Now, this is very important for the tens of thousands of Indian migrants who have come to Australia and made Australia a much stronger place. We want to preserve the quality of life for them and their families, the sort of quality of life they've come to Australia for, and the economic opportunities and the services they enjoy. Indian Australians are the single largest intake of migrants to Australia, and they have been now for a number of years, and we greatly value their participation as well as international students coming to Australia. So this is about ensuring the long-term viability of the program and ensuring that our population growth and the services that support that are kept in balance.
With respect, sir, do you think there are votes to be won by seeing to be tough on migration now?
Well, it's not about being tough on migration. It's about managing population growth to protect the quality of life for all Australians, including the very large number of Indian Australians who also want to ensure that they are not caught in traffic jams and have access to good quality services and their kids can grow up in a great environment in our cities.
Okay, we are talking about sending 23,000 people to the regional areas, and people have moved already. We have spoken to the migrants who have moved to places like Alice Springs, and they say, we are here, but where is the infrastructure? Where are the schools? Where are the colleges? What do we do? Where are the jobs?
Well, there are about 47,000 job vacancies in regional Australia, but what we've announced today is not just in places like Alice Springs, but it's in cities like Adelaide, in cities like Hobart, cities like Darwin, indeed, places like Cairns, places like Bunbury in Western Australia. There are a range of locations, Newcastle, Wollongong, all of these areas that are not in our major cities, which have real opportunities. Indeed, Warrnambool down in Victoria, where the mayor there has been very open about the need to attract more migrants to come and settle there. We have large numbers of job requirements in these areas, and the great thing about migrants to Australia who have come from India is incredibly hardworking. They share absolutely the values of Australia and very, very focused on family. But the services that are available in all the places I've talked about are very strong and world class.
You talk about values and families. This is the cultural part. Are the regional areas ready to integrate the migrants who come from a multicultural background? Is there any support?
No, absolutely, and more so, I think, in many respects. And that was certainly my experience when I was the Minister for Immigration. The great thing about our regional communities is they are very inclusive and very open and very adopting. And I think the support would be arguably even greater from the local communities in these places. So I think there's great opportunities there. Australia is welcoming of migrants as Indian Australians already know and already experience and already play a part now in welcoming other migrants.
Government is hoping to tackle the congestion of big cities. You are saying the traffic jams is the problem and the housing is the problem.
True.
But there are hundreds of thousands of students who come to big cities as the universities are in big cities, no?
Well, now we have universities right across the other cities, and places like Adelaide and Hobart have world-class universities. and as well as they do up in Darwin as well, with specialists in areas like tropical medicine and a range of other particular disciplines in these areas. In Cairns, up at James Cook University, where I was recently, we have one of the world's leading tropical disease centres and research facilities, and I met students who are there and working together with the academics from Sri Lanka and other places, and we really welcome that. So I think there are tremendous opportunities outside the big cities in Australia, and I think that will really prove attractive to those who want to migrate to Australia.
Well, thank you for talking to us. Thank you for sparing the time, and namaste.
Namaste.
क्या आपको SBS हिंदी सुनना अच्छा लगता है? अपनी बातचीत हमसे जारी रखिए हमारे फेसबुक पेज के माध्यम से। हमारा पेज लाइक करें और अपने विचारों से हमें अवगत करवाएं। SBS हिंदी फेसबुक पर भी है।
sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं और ऐसे अंश का आपकी भाषा में आनंद उठाएं।